Loss of trust, reputational damage, decreasing investor confidence, companies choosing to avoid using South Africa's ports, resulting in the loss of jobs and slow economic growth. Now, these are just some of the consequences of massive disruptions to South Africa's supply chains over recent weeks. The cyber attack on Transnet, which brought ports to a halt and resulted in a virtual standstill for 12 days, is the latest in the series of severe supply chain shocks. Now, throughout this time, the South African Association of Freight Forwarders have played a key and active role in tackling the challenges. And to tell us how, we are joined this morning on the line by Devlin Naidu, executive for SARS and other governmental agencies at the South African Association of Freight Forwarders. Devlin, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Mr. Vaught. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you for engaging with us this morning.
So I understand a supply chain security working group was established to tackle the issues. Take us through what it's been like these last couple of weeks and how you guys have tried to make a difference.
Absolutely. So it has been a tough, challenging few weeks. But as the South African Association of Freight Forwarders is under the leadership of our chair, Dr. Yunita Marie, our vice chair, Mr. Devin Govender, our CEO, Mr. Dave Logan, and our national maritime consultant, Mr. Dave Watts, they were able to formulate a supply chain security working group. And under the expertise and strategic direction of our chair, Dr. Yunita Marie, we conducted extensive data analysis to pinpoint the actual problem so that we are more target-driven in our approach. It's a case of obviously less haste, more speed. We're acting too quickly without due diligence, focus, and attention to detail obviously results in avoidable mistakes, and this will require even more time to complete the task. So we got together quite a few associations to form the supply chain working group that initially set to secure the N3 and get supply chains moving again and restore confidence to the transporters so that we get the ports more fluid as well. So that was our first task that we had to focus on, which is obviously to restore the security to the N3, which is a major route, the N1, the N4 as well as the ports and major hotspots, distribution centers, etc., so that we would be able to get cargo moving out of the port. And then, of course, with the cyber attack, it dealt us a severe blow. So the progress that we had made, obviously, was hampered by the cyber attack. And, you know, true leadership that we do have here at SARS, leaders think and talk about the solutions, but followers think and talk about the problems. So our leaders were able to immediately act on the in response to the problems that we had in terms of the challenges at the port. So our leadership under the chair of Dr. Yunita Marie, the co-chair of Mr. John Rocha of the DTIC, then got in touch with the guys at SARS and Transnet to institute a manual process. So it was very innovative on their part, really strategic and also quite quick to react, obviously, after doing due diligence, formulated a master plan, and we were able to restore some fluidity to the ports.
What would you say are some of the valuable lessons that you've learned, during these disruptions?
So the disruptions have provided valuable lessons for everyone, which we need to incorporate into actions going forward. First and foremost, all businesses, government departments, and state-owned entities need to have contingency plans in place. It is imperative. The purpose of contingency plans is to allow for any organization to return to its daily operations as quickly as possible after an unforeseen event. This also restores much-needed predictability into the supply chain. Rapid responses are needed from all stakeholders when disruptions occur, and collaboration between government and the private sector is imperative. The private sector is willing and able to work with government, and transparency of the supply chain is key as well. As mentioned earlier, when we have a target-driven approach and we're able to pinpoint the exact areas that are problematic, we're able then to have a more sort of direct resolution to those changes. And, of course, strong leadership is needed to drive solutions to importers and exporters who are key to our economy. And whilst some stability has now been restored at Transnet, we, the South African Association of Freight Forwarders, call upon all stakeholders from both the private and public sector to work as a collective to ensure that these disruptions are not occur. We support the freight forwarders and the supply chain industry and are committed to playing our role in economic growth, and we have been doing this for the past 100 years.
Now, the issue of restoring confidence, that I suppose is easier said than done after what has happened in recent weeks.
Definitely. You know, so restoring confidence obviously involved a collaboration from many associations. So we reached out to the DTIC, Business Unity, Harbour Carrier Association, SOA, the SADC Business Council, SANRAL, Transport Forum for SATA, RFA, Citrus Growers Association, and Niue. So under this security working group, we were able to get the key role players involved as well from the various associations and the different modalities. So we had the air cluster covered, the land cluster covered, as well as the sea modality covered. And it goes without saying that, yes, it is challenging, but I think as SAF, what we were able to do is engage very strategically and really consistently and constantly engage with Transnet, with SARS, and the other government agencies, the DTIC, to bring everybody around the table and, again, get one government department to speak to the other, because a collaborative and cohesive approach was essential in order to get confidence restored. And you would also remember that straight off the back of the unrest was a cyber attack. So transporters really, again, were very reluctant during the stages of the unrest to get their trucks out there again, with many fleets being destroyed. But then we restored the confidence where we said through the DTIC we were able to deploy the South African Police Services and the South African National Defence Force throughout the different corridors, the N3, N1, N4, as well as at various hotspots, and secure those hotspots so that we were able to restore that confidence. And in saying that, yes, although it was challenging, the resilience definitely of SAF came through. And again, under the leadership of Dr. Junita Marie and our Vice Chair, Mr. David Govender, our National Consultant, Mr. Dave Watts, and our CEO, Mr. Dave Logan, under the SAF Secretariat, as well as the support from other associations, we were able to collaboratively and cohesively get that confidence restored.
All right, Devlin, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having us. Keep us. Awesome.